Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, we have to admit, over here on WBEN, we've had our fair share of fun, poking fun at the Kardashians over the years, poking fun at the Jenners, certainly, over the years. Well, maybe now the finger's pointing back at us. Go out to a newsstand, pick up an issue of Forbes magazine, and who's staring you in the face? Kylie Jenner. And on the cover says she's set to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire. That's right, billionaire. With a B. Here to talk about is Jason Nathanson. Jason, we all know the Kardashians. They're famous for being super rich, for doing, as a lot of people would say, absolutely nothing. But in this case, Kylie Jenner, that might not be the case.
That's not the case at all. She does a lot. And now, for the first time ever in my career as an entertainment reporter, I have to actually distinguish between which one is Kylie and which one is Kendall. Which I'm not happy that I have to actually learn that distinction. But Kylie is the one now who runs the cosmetic company, Kylie Cosmetics. She's the one that has the lip kit that the kids go crazy over. And it's all, you know, kind of lipstick and lip gloss and liner and things.
We know Joe Beamer uses it, and he tells us all about it.
And that $29 started, I think, at $29, that kit has turned it into an $800 million company, according to Forbes, of which she owns 100%. And then you add in her other things. She has a deal with Puma, reality shows and things like that. That gets her up to $900 million. And by this time next year, they say that'll be $1 billion, at which she'll be 21. She's 20 right now.
So
she'll be the youngest self-made billionaire ever, not male or female, beating Mark Zuckerberg, who was 23 when he took Facebook and made $1 billion there. So, I mean, you know, it's not just off being famous. It's just not just off reality shows. She's actually turned this into a very, very viable business empire.
That is absolutely amazing. And is she of the family? Does she have the highest net worth?
She does. I think Kim Kardashian comes in at about $350 million, so she's way above there. If you count Kim Kardashian and Kanye West together, I still think they don't get as much money as she has. And she just had a baby as well. She's a young mom, so she's got a lot of money, you know, and a couple of houses to spend it on. And as she creates this empire, and she says, you know, there's a video on Forbes, they talk to her, they go behind the scenes, and she's very involved in the day-to-day decisions of what goes on, down to the colors, down to the makeup and the feel of her makeup. I mean, she's very hands-on.
Well, it's absolutely incredible to hear that she is silently the, you know, economic powerhouse in that entire family. Hey, Jason, before we let you go, Emmy nominations set to come out a little bit later on today. Anything big to watch out for?
A couple things. On the comedy side, we're going to get a brand new winner for the first time in several years. Veep is not eligible this year because they had to take some time off for Julia Louis-Dreyfus so she could get better after recovering from breast cancer scare there. So we're going to get a new series on the comedy side. Look for maybe Atlanta to get in there. You got The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which won. That's an Amazon show that won the Golden Globe earlier this year. And then on the drama side of things, you have The Handmaid's Tale for last year's winner, which is going to battle Game of Thrones for the first time because Game of Thrones was not eligible last year. It's going to be eligible this year. So those two are the ones to watch this morning.
Could Roseanne get in there?
It could. Probably not the show itself. Before the whole scandal, it was probably going to get a nomination for Best Comedy. But now, because of the scandal and everything, it's not going to be rewarded with that, most likely. But you will see, probably, on the acting side of things, Laurie Metcalf nominated for Best Supporting Actress, which would be an amazing year for her. That would add an Emmy nomination. She already has an Oscar nomination this year and a Tony nomination, and she won the Tony. And then maybe also on the acting side, John Goodman could get a nomination as well. Also, Sarah Gilbert from the show. So acting-wise, yes, I think we'll see some nominations. For the show itself, probably not.
All right. Well, some stuff to watch out for. Jason, thanks so much. That's Jason Nathanson with a look at the Emmys. And also, can you believe it? Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashians, set to be the youngest ever billionaire.
That's amazing to me. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I would almost expect it.
But she isn't anywhere near what her little sister is. Youngest ever billionaire on the cover of Forbes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.